the rest of the story. Steve was one of the biggest assets to Marshall Field's department store in Chicago, though he probably never realized it. He was a sales manager in the ladies' lounging apparel. Back then, they called him a floor walker. There was something of a difference. In the first place, the old-time floor walkers were quite formally attired, right down to the boutonniere and the lapel. Modern department stores sometimes try to emulate that elegant past, but they all might have taken a lesson from Steve. His smile was, well, it was contagious. His manner was familiar and yet proper. But then one day, this handsome, pleasantly dignified gentleman did something in the ladies' lounging apparel department that folks in Marshall Fields talk about to this day. For no apparent reason, right smack in the middle of shopping hours, right there in the midst of a crowd of customers, Steve began walking on his hands. This is the rest of the story. Today it's called the El Barrio section of East Harlem in New York, tough neighborhood where Steve grew up, 209 East 106th Street. When Steve was a boy, all he wanted to be was an acrobat. The movie matinee swashbuckling of Douglas Fairbanks Sr. inspired him. In fact, after seeing The Mark of Zorro at the Atlas Theater, Steve came home and jumped all over every piece of furniture in the apartment. All summer camp one year, he befriended an athletically inclined boy from East Harlem named Nick Cravat. Before long, the two were inventing acrobatic routines, practicing them in the Union Settlement House on East 104th. Nick and Steve, after a few months working on the horizontal bars, got real good. So good that after school, they were hired by the K Brothers Circus as stick actors. That's what circus gymnasts were called, stick actors. From the K Brothers Circus, Nick and Steve graduated the Cole Brothers, the Gorman Brothers, then on to every stick actor's dream, the Ringling Brothers Circus. In fact, their act became so popular that Steve and his partner eventually took their show on the road independently. And over the years that followed, the two acrobats performed successfully all over the country. But then came the accident during an appearance in St. Louis. Steve's injured hand became infected. A doctor told him, either you stop performing or you're going to lose a finger. So Steve, then 28, stopped performing. He said goodbye to his longtime associate Nick Cravat, and he boarded the next train for Chicago. And that's where you met him, as a smiling, distinguished floor walker in the ladies' lounging apparel department of Marshall Field's department store. So now you understand why Steve, a flamboyant performer by nature, weary of this new reserved role in life, suddenly, spontaneously, one day began walking down the department store aisles on his hands. He fully expected to be fired, but he was not. In fact, he became an even more popular employee in that department store, even more than before, and he winced to think that for him the world held nothing more. He couldn't have imagined then that a motion picture career lay waiting for a one-time acrobat named Burton Stephen Lancaster. Burt Lancaster. Now you know the rest of the story.